Seems like the best outcome with the receivers, Jordy, Devontae, and Geronimo would be no playing, but with little or no practice during the week. How comfortable are you in that situation?
Very comfortable. We've played 18 games so far, so we got a lot of continuity there. I have no reservations about them playing if they can't practice.
And what if they can't? I mean, obviously you'll make do with the guys and you have faith in the guys you have, but how big of a challenge does it become if you're without one, two, or three of those guys?
That's a what-if situation, so it's hard to say at this point. Obviously, we're hopeful that all three of them will get to play, but if not, the other guys are practicing, and we'll have to adjust.
Aaron, there seems to be a little bit of a bug or flu or something going around here.
I've got it, yeah.
What do you have to do to make sure you're okay by Sunday?
Rest, fluids, all that stuff. We'll be okay. It's kind of going around. I know Jordy had it. Mason had it. I got it. So we're going to be okay and deal with it.
Aaron, with everything this team's gone through, do you feel that there's almost like a date with destiny, and do you believe in destiny?
I think you make your own opportunities, and nothing's been given to us this year. You know, we've scratched and clawed for everything, and it's been a really rewarding season to watch the team come together and to believe in each other and believe in the leadership. And the vision that Mike set out at the beginning of the season. I said it the other day, there's four teams playing right now, so it's pretty fun to be one of those four teams. And obviously, we'd like to move on and be one of the final two. Can't help but think about what it would feel like, you know, to be leading when the clock hits zero and know you're going to Houston. Obviously, that's going to be on our minds the rest of the week and Sunday.
Aaron, aside from the predictable weather, is there anything that suits your game or your playing in a dome stadium? You've got pretty prodigious outputs in the
room. Pretty what?
You've got pretty prodigious outputs in dome stadium.
Yeah, I've done pretty well at home too. It's just it's a comfort level. You know, when there's no wind and no precipitation, it definitely aids throwing the football. And get to wear my fast Adidas shoes out there too.
Aaron, what do you?
Good vibe in a building you played well in, like this one, Summit.
Yeah, we've had some success there. Obviously, the playoff victory was a good one, and we moved the ball pretty efficiently the last couple times there as well. You got to create your own momentum in a game like that too. We can't carry anything over from that. Obviously, you feel good about the performances we've had there in the past, but we got to create that momentum starting Sunday.
Mike has mentioned the atmosphere in the Georgia Dome being what it is, one of the louder places in there. Given that it's the last game ever the Georgia Dome, what kind of challenge does the Georgia Dome have?
Well, it's really loud in there. Whether that's all natural or not is yet to be seen, but it definitely creates some problems as far as snap counts and silent count and communication. The way to combat that is you got to start strong and then push through the response. Usually, you know, with any great home field advantage, if the opposing team starts strong, the fans will look for any opportunity to get back in the game. You saw it last week. We went up 21-3. They clawed back and scored a touchdown, and you would have thought it was, you know, them ahead by 11 instead of down by 11. They wanted just anything to get back into the game and get that energy up again. So you gotta start fast, and you gotta push through that response and finish strong.
Aaron, obviously Lane had a pretty critical block for you at the end of that game in Dallas. What have you thought of the way he's come in, first year starter, and kind of learning before the season as he has and handled that?
Yeah, Lane's been outstanding for us. He's been a very consistent contributor for us. You know, the biggest thing a lot of times with the young players or guys getting the first opportunities is how they handle the entire season and being able to be available. And he has. I mean, he's played through some injuries and battled and been out there, you know, just about every snap. So he's been a big part of our success. His consistency not only in the run game. We know he's a big, powerful man. He can move guys in the run game. But in the passing game, I think he's really improved his pass blocking. Now he's playing next to one of the best left tackles, not the best left tackle in the league, which helps. But I know Dave appreciates Lane having his inside and the way that he's played this year.
What does it mean to be back in this situation? I mean, you have his struggles. You know history and what's at stake here.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, a lot of people wrote us off at 4-6, and we're sitting here one of the last two teams in the NFC. Not many people would have expected that if you rewind 8 weeks. So it's it's fun to prove those doubters wrong and to be here with these guys because they really are fun guys to be around, fun guys to work with, fun guys to go out and battle with, compete with, and win with.
You've had a couple of these now, Aaron. I mean, does your Saturday night routine vary any differently from, let's say, Saturday night Jacksonville open season?
Not really. I mean, it's the same schedule. You know, we're creatures of habit, so Mike does a good job keeping us on the same type of schedule. A little different with the location. We're staying a little farther out than we did in the regular season matchup. Might inhibit some of the downtown dinner opportunities, but other than that, it's just hanging out with your guys, and we'll have our nightly meeting. It's nice the earlier start because you just kind of wake up, get ready, go to the stadium, and then you're playing.
Now, what is Mike McCarthy? What has he meant to you and this football team through all you've been through? You lost four, you get on this amazing streak with your win. What has he meant to you and this football team during
these tough times? Well, at tough times, you look at, you know, a lot of times the quarterback and the coach, and you want that consistency in approach and vision and confidence, and Mike has been that unwavering guy for us, you know, with his attitude, with his approach, with his energy, with his competitiveness. I mean, he's come to work every day and cast the vision for us every week, obviously demanded a lot out of us, and we responded very positively to that. So I think Mike has done an exceptional job this year of continuing to grow in his leadership and be that steady rock for us when we needed to look to him for leadership at 4-6.
The last time you went to Atlanta earlier in the season, you were down some key offensive personnel, and Janice, Allison, and Davis all caught their first career touchdown passes in that game. What does that say about not only your depth, but the flexibility of your system and your resourcefulness and trust as a quarterback?
Well, sometimes, you know, in that situation, those guys catching their first regular season touchdowns, some of the plays that they ran to catch those, not plays that we had repped in practice with those guys in that spot necessarily. You know, GMO had a second reaction, a red zone touchdown. Trevor ran a whirl route, probably hadn't thrown a whirl to him the entire season. And then Jeff running the backside in on a play where we had a missed assignment there by the receiver to his side. So, you know, those guys made some big plays for us in that game. And if we need to call on them, there's a high expectation. I mean, this point in the season, there's no place for mental errors and missed assignments. So those guys, I think, have been practicing well and are ready to go. And if they need to be out there, you know, they'll be as much trust as they have earned when they're out there.
Do you like those moments when you get to draw plays on the sand, so to speak, and kind of go backyard football?
I love them.
What do you love about it?
It's like growing up in the street. You know, you're playing as Joe Montana and Steve Young, throwing to John Taylor and Jerry Rice and Brent Jones and making it up as you go and trusting those guys are, you know, going to be on the same page. The beauty is that it's never out and out street ball. It's rooted in concepts that we know when we run. It's just a matter of understanding situations. You know, when guys respond that way and get in the exact spot they need to be, whether it's Lane getting out there where he needs to be or whether it's Jared getting his spot, those are incredibly heady plays that you hope happen the way they happened.
Hey, Aaron, I don't want to turn this into the Jordan flu game.
They don't.
But you're sick. There's questions about your wide receiving core. You started the season 4-6. What do you enjoy about adversity?
I like the challenge. I like the, you know, when the odds are stacked against you and the expectations are low for certain circumstances or games. I just have always enjoyed that role. Now, around here, we haven't been the underdog too many times. But we are this week. We're going to a tough environment. And there's an expectation outside of the building that they're going to win. So I like our role, and I like our chances.
As opposed to the last game, what have you seen out of Atlanta's DBs? I know Trufant's gone, so they've had some different personnel in there.
Yeah, it's a talented group. You know, they have a very, I hate to say simple. I don't think they would describe it as simple, but they're going to play a lot of one high. And they have multiple coverages within that single safety look, but they all understand their roles and responsibilities really well. I mean, it's rooted in Seattle, and Seattle has done it with their guys for a long time. Spot dropping to the correct spot, understanding route concepts, where their the weaknesses are in the coverages, and they got a lot of guys, young players, playing extensive time for them, and they've really grown up this season and played really well.
Aaron, the benefit, the benefit of this is the sixth straight time you're playing a team for the second time in the season. What do you feel personally is the benefit to you in terms of executing, knowing what you're going against, and so forth?
Yeah, it's just seeing that on film, and we have played, you know, a common opponent multiple times now in a row, and it makes the preparation a little bit easier because, you know, there's not a ton of games in between the time you played. Obviously, there's more this week than the previous weeks, but having that understanding of that environment, that defense, that scheme definitely helps the week of preparation.
Your focus is on winning the game. I understand that. But you've said a bunch of times over the years that you earn your paycheck in the regular season and you create your legacy in the postseason. What could winning another NFC championship and getting to another Super Bowl do for your legacy and for this group's legacy with Mike and Ted?
Probably a lot. So we hope that happens.